Saturday, May 3rd, 5 p.m. at Brianna's ballet class. I was so exhausted from taking care of the dogs that I slept past breakfast and lunch. And by the time I came downstairs to grab a bite to eat, Brianna had gotten home from her sleepover and left the house again to go to ballet practice, which meant I hadn't gotten a chance to talk to her all day. I was absolutely dying to know how everything went with the puppies and her new paw spa. Mom told me Brianna really enjoyed the sleepover and taking care of the puppies. And she had earned a pet care badge, which meant she'd be a responsible pet owner. Anyway, I decided to ride with Mom to pick up Brianna from ballet practice. And when I went inside to get my sister, I heard some very scandalous news. But first, let me make one thing perfectly clear. I'm definitely not the type who spreads nasty rumors about other people. And I refuse to gossip behind a person's back, unlike most of the CCPs, the cute, cool, and popular kids, who will gossip about you right to your face. But I couldn't resist getting the latest dirt on a certain diary-stealing drama queen who had just transferred to Northampton Hills International Academy. And it came from a very reliable source. Namely, Mackenzie's little sister, Amanda. I was just minding my own business and trying to be friendly when I said, "Hi, Amanda. So is your sister Mackenzie loving her new school?"
"What happened at the new school is a big secret. If I tell Mackenzie's secret, Santa may not bring me any toys. But I can tell you because Brianna is my BFF.
"Well, Amanda, if it's a secret, then you don't have to tell me," I said, giving her a reassuring hug. "But I'm very sure Santa is going to bring you and your BFF Brianna lots of fun toys this year because you are the sweetest little sister a big sister could ever have." I lied, gushed.
"You really think so?"
Amanda giggled.
"Okay, so the big secret about Mackenzie is..." "Wait a minute,"
Brianna interrupted, smiling at me like a snake in a pink tutu.
"Since we're both such sweet little sisters, will you take Amanda and me to see Princess Sugarplum Saves Baby Unicorn Island Part 9? Please?" "Wow, a Princess Sugarplum movie? That would be awesome!"
Amanda squealed. I gave Brianna a dirty look. I could not believe she was taking advantage of me like this. But if I wanted to get the lowdown on Mackenzie, I didn't have a choice but to give in to Brianna's demands. Okay. But, Amanda, we have to ask your mom first," I explained. "Now, let's get back to Mackenzie's big secret, okay? So, spill it." Amanda took a deep breath and began a second time.
"Well, when Mackenzie went to her new school, she..."
"Hold on," Brianna interrupted.
"We're going to need some hot, buttery popcorn at the movie."
"Fine," I said, annoyed. "I'll get you popcorn."
"And gummy bears, too,"
Brianna added. That little brat was milking the situation like a dairy cow. I could not believe I was being so blatantly manipulated by my own greedy little sister. Like, who does that? "Okay, and gummy bears too," I said through gritted teeth. "But nothing more. That's it. Do you understand?" Brianna grinned at me like a baby shark.
"Nikki, you're the best sister ever."
Now, Amanda, where were we before Brianna so rudely interrupted us? Amanda lowered her voice to a whisper. Then she told me some of the things that had happened to Mackenzie at her new school. OMG, the stuff she said was unbelievable. No wonder Mackenzie had been acting so weird when we saw her at the cupcakery. I almost felt sorry for her. Notice I said almost. Anyway, I have to stop writing in my diary now. To celebrate Brianna earning her pet care badge, Mom is letting us have dinner at Crazy Burger. Squee! I'm so hungry right now. I could eat one of those silly styrofoam Crazy Burger hats, googly eyes and all.